Boise listeners throughout the Treasure Valley and beyond. We welcome you to hour number three. This is The Breakdown. Coach Mike Christensen, yours truly, Johnny Mallory, and filling in for Coach today, pinch hitting extraordinaire BJ Raines with the Idaho Press Tribune and BlueTurfSports.com. Boise State Bronco football and basketball beat writer. So pleasure to have him in the gorgeous studios today. BJ, we've been teasing this interview, and I think just a lot of information here. You have an article coming out in the Press Tribune and on BlueTurfSports.com.
It's already out.
It's already out on one of my favorite players. I love talking to this cat in press conferences and media meetings. He's a lot of fun, and I wish this dude nothing but the best. Former Boise State Bronco football player, defensive back Brian Douglas, hopping on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline with us. Brian, welcome to ESPN Boise. We appreciate you taking away about 10-15 minutes from your workout, coming and talking to us on the air, man. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Every time I think of Brian Douglas, I just think back to that day we were doing the show, Johnny, by the Jacksons.
He called it the 2-pick day.
He says, "I want not one, I want two."
And remember that, BD?
He actually got two.
Yeah, I actually do remember that. You know, you got to set the bar high, and I reached it that day.
I mean, it's hard enough to get one, but to say you're going to get, to say we want two and to actually get two, I mean, that's like winning the lottery. Hey, Brian, tell us, I know I talked to you yesterday for the article and it's up on the site now, but tell our listeners kind of where you're at right now and what you're kind of doing to bide your time here until next weekend.
You know, just kind of where everybody else is in the draft. You know, just a waiting process at this point. It's crunch time for NFL teams. They're all getting their paperwork and film and everything else together, you know, still evaluating guys. And, you know, everybody's really just waiting. You know, everybody's on a countdown, and most guys are nervous, and minds are boggling everywhere.
Are you nervous? What's your thought as you get ready to find out, you know, if you're going to be able to continue your football career here in about 10 days?
I want to say nervous. I'm kind of more anxious to know where my future is headed. You know, I can't wait to see where my life takes me.
BD, we saw you at Alumni Weekend and for the spring game up here. You working out up here? Where are you working out? You working out with some old teammates? What's going on the day-to-day with you right now?
Day-to-day, you know, just working out on my own, basically. Me and my older brother, who's actually coming out this year also in the draft, we've just been, you know, just working with each other and pushing each other. I mean, wherever we can get it in, whether it's a hill by our house or it's the beach or, you know, a park, you know, anywhere we could work out, we'll get it in. But this past week, alumni weekend, I was working out with Jamar Taylor the whole week. I was with him the prior week before in Anaheim, working out at a place called Stars.
What's that like, working out with a guy that was a second-round pick and a guy that's an NFL player and obviously a former Boise State player? What kind of things could you pick up from him, and how motivating is that to be working out with a guy like that?
Yeah, it's definitely motivating. But, you know, Jamar, he just wants to be a regular guy. I mean, he really doesn't throw around, you know, the second-round stuff or anything like that. He's really down to earth. And while he was at Boise, he kind of took me under his wing and kind of became a big brother and now a role model to me. And, you know, he just tries to give me the ins and outs and any tips he can give me to help me out on my process along the way.
Visiting with former Boise State corner Brian Douglas, hoping to hear his name called next weekend in the draft or sign a deal afterwards. Want to go back to your brother for a second. You got a brother coming out also? Tell us about him.
Yeah, definitely. His name is Tyrone Taylor. He went to California, Pennsylvania, out in Pennsylvania. And, you know, he's a great corner also, kind of flying under the radar just like I am. And, man, he taught me everything I knew, but, you know, he had some adversity he had to deal with as well and bounced back and took off a year and then, you know, ended up getting back into another college but started off at Eastern Michigan after going the JUCO route. So, I mean, my brother's been through some bumps in the road too, but, we've been training together since day one and he probably has more talent, if not better than me. So,
best of luck to him, obviously, as well. But, you know, tell us about why you think an NFL team should give you a chance. I mean, you told me yesterday that you think you're one of the best corners in this draft. I mean, why do you feel like that a team should give you a chance? And if they do give you a chance, you know, how motivated or confident are you that you're going to make the most of it?
Definitely motivated. I honestly feel like I am still one of the best corners in this draft, despite me not playing my senior year. I mean, you could put on my film from my sophomore year and my junior year, and I was playing at the highest level. I was playing at a national level, and I feel like I still could play like that. I know I can play like that. And it might be other guys that are taller. It might be other guys that are bigger or faster. But when you put on my film or when them lights come on and it's me against the other person in front of me, I can't just outright say there's another corner that's just going to flat out make more plays than me in a single game.
Brian, what exactly happened? I mean, tell our listeners right now. I mean, like you said, I mean, you were a full-time guy as a sophomore and as a junior, playing at certainly an all-conference caliber level. And I honestly remember up there in the press box once watching the game saying, where's BD at? Where's Brian Douglas? Oh, there he is. I mean, I saw you on the sidelines. You were the first guy to clap and slap your teammate on the butt and tell him great when he did a good job. But I didn't see you playing anymore. What exactly happened with that, Brian? Fill us in.
You know, just basically battled some injuries, and coming back from injuries, I had a few this season, and after coming back and, you know, finally hitting up on the season, it was towards the middle to the end of the season. It's kind of hard, no matter who you are, fighting your way back into that starting lineup when the coaches kind of already have their set guys, you know. So at that point, I couldn't hang my head. I couldn't feel sorry for myself or anything like that, so I took it upon myself to become a coach and coach the younger guys up because, I mean, at the end of the day, whether I was playing or not, I wanted my team to win, and that's what I planned on doing. So that's what I did. I mean, the guys still respected me in the room, and every time they made a mistake, somebody would come to me, ask me what I would have did in this position, how I would have played it. And I'm literally in practice calling out offensive plays, calling out scout team plays, and, you know, just helping out the other guys and, you know, just being that support and that leader that they needed in that role.
Brian Douglas with us here on ESPN Boise, former Boise State corner. You know, obviously the NFL is your goal and that's your dream, and, you know, we're rooting for you and hoping that works out. But, you know, from talking to you yesterday, it sounds like you've got some other opportunities up north if you know, you don't immediately get signed by an NFL team, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been talking to a few Canada teams. First, I was talking to the Calgary Stampeders. I was talking to those guys. They're showing very high interest in me. Talked to a couple guys in their front offices. I was scheduled to go up there this week, actually, and do their mini camp, but ended up getting put on a negotiation list by the Montreal Alouettes, where Winston Venable plays, and now from my understanding of the list, Canada teams touch me right now until I get it figured out with Montreal.
What do you know about the Canada game? And I'm talking to your agent. He says a guy like you with your speed is coveted up there because it's a bigger field, and receivers and defensive backs are a lot of times the guys that come down, you know, from the States. What are your thoughts on playing up there? And I know the NFL is your dream, but if you have to go up there for a couple of years to kind of prove yourself and then come back down to the NFL, is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely okay with me. I mean, just knowing the talent I have, I'm not ready to hang up the cleats yet. And if I got to go to Canada to reprove myself, then that's just something I'll have to do. I mean, I've been up against the wall my whole life, being told I was too short, too small, too skinny, you know. And I wasn't, according to a lot of people, I wasn't even supposed to make it to college. So, I mean, Canada is a great, you know, great opportunity for me. I know the field is wider, it's bigger, and that gives guys like me a good chance, you know, to get around those bigger guys or, you know, guard and use my speed and versatility and athleticism to my strength.
We can't get you out of here, Brian, without asking you something about Boise State and everybody around here looking at first game against Coach Pete in Washington on September 4th. How badly do you wish you were going to have a chance to play in that game? And what are your thoughts on Coach Pete coming back to the Blue and the reception he's going to get from the crowd and just how big this game is going to be with Washington and Coach Pete and that staff coming back down to the Blue?
I think this game is going to be historical. I mean, I love Coach Pete to death. Coach Pete, I mean, he gave me a shot. he gave me the shot, and I loved playing for him. But, you know, I'm always rooting for Boise State. Die hard, bleed blue, Bronco Nation is all, I'm all behind it. And I actually don't wish I was playing in this game. I don't. I'm gonna leave that to my younger guys, you know, Dante Dion, you know, Chancellor James, Chaz Anderson, my little cousin. I'm gonna leave it to those guys. You know, I've paid my dues at Boise. I don't regret anything. I do reminisce, but my time is done, and I'm happy with what I did with my time at Boise State. Glad with the connections I made, the people I met, but that game is going to be a great game, and I'm definitely going to be watching.
Can't wait to see that, and can't wait to see what you do with this, Brian Douglas. All the best to you. Hopefully, you know, you're in a camp this year, an NFL camp, if not pursuing a Canadian football career, or just getting a chance to keep putting the pads on at some point and keep playing and chasing this dream, as you said. So we appreciate you giving us some time today on ESPN Radio in Boise, and best of luck, man. And I know Bronco Nation is going to be paying a close eye on what you're doing in the near future. Good luck, BD.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good stuff, Brian. Good stuff, Brian Douglas, coming on here.
Yeah, I mean, give the guy credit. I mean, he says he's one of the top corners in the draft. He's very confident, and that's what you have to have, I guess, as a corner, is be confident in your abilities. And like you said, I'm sure everyone will be rooting for him. As you know, one of our favorite guys to interview, also always was respectable to us and gave us good answers.
We interviewed him a lot.
Yeah, and at times when it wasn't going good for him.
Yeah, BD was one of the guys, and you know, the sports information department, they do a great job at Boise State, BJ. We're there at those interviews during football season, and a lot of times you get kind of the usual suspects they want to send out. They want to give you the guys who are comfortable talking to the media.
So they know they won't say anything headline worthy.
Yeah, they're not going to, like, SWR, one of my favorites to interview.
Joe Nickel cringes every time he talks.
SWR, like, gets right up to the line and almost gives you, like, the juiciest thing, and you're just like, oh, yes, thank you, SWR.
Dion's close to that a little
Dante
bit.
Dion, yeah, Dante Dion, too. Yeah. But they never do. They never throw the program or any other team or an opponent under the bus. They follow the law, so to speak, of what Boise State and the media relations department puts on them of what you can and cannot say. But Brian Douglas was one of those guys. We saw him, talk to him every single week for about 2 years.
We talked to him right before senior day, and that had to be tough for him, like you said, not playing. But he was a class act, and certainly hope he gets a chance to continue playing.
Absolutely. That's where we're going to go next segment for the Mickey Rays NFL draft preview. We're just going to focus on Boise State players. Obviously, Jay Ajayi going to get drafted. We have the beat writer, BJ Raines, in studio, but maybe some won't get drafted, like maybe a case of Brian Douglas, but certainly maybe in an NFL camp, or at least have the opportunity to pursue a professional career somewhere.
Yeah, I've been talking to agents for most of these guys, and like I said, going to have stories in the next week or so, and I think there's a lot of these guys that will have a chance, and looking forward to talking about it.
That's next. It's the Mickey Rays NFL Draft Preview right here on ESPN Boise.